Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Moviegoers can readily recite the current Motion Picture Association of America ratings in effect from the late 1990s. G, PG, PG-13, R, and NC-17. Now that PG-13 rating is coming under increasing scrutiny as children even younger can purchase a ticket without parental or guardian approval. There's new evidence about the preponderance of violence in that rated movie. For that, let's speak with Dan Romer, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center's Adolescent Communications Institute. Mr. Romer, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about this new study.
So we looked at the PG-13 rating since it was instituted back in 1985. That's the first full year. And compared it against films that were just as popular. These are all top-grossing films that were rated R. And looked at how much gun violence there was in those top-grossing movies. And what we found was that when the PG-13 rating first came into use, the level of gun violence wasn't very high. It was sort of around the same level as PG. But over the last several years, especially the last 10 years, that rate has shot up to the point where now, in last year, we looked last year, that rate is higher than what you would see in a top-grossing R-rated film.
Let's focus, though, on that term level. Are you referring to the quantity or quality of gun violence?
The quantity. You know, we look at how many segments in a movie have guns being fired at people and hitting them. So it's a rate per hour, actually.
Though, isn't gun violence and these sort of movies contextual to the extent that some of them, like Avatar, come to mind, or Transformer, are more fantasy or futuristic related, and with that, perhaps the violence isn't as profound as that done with a real gun showing real blood?
Well, you know, Hollywood has a way of showing all of these types of gun scenes, even when it's not a fantasy thing. But they will say that a lot of these recent films are more fantasy-based, like Spider-Man and The Dark Knight. But they all have real people shooting real weapons. So I'm not quite sure that it looks any less real than any other kind of storyline.
Dan, if we focus on the history of these designated ratings, the reason that PG-13 came into existence as an offshoot of PG and underneath, if you will, R, is because of aspects of violence. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there was a Indiana Jones movie back in 1984 that a lot of parents felt they were not appropriately warned about because there was some disturbing images there. And so the industry responded to that and said, okay, maybe we should create a subcategory that distinguishes the somewhat more grotesque films that were in the PG category, separate them out and put them in this category called PG-13 so that you might not let a child under 13 see that kind of story. But what's happened over time is instead of distinguishing between different kinds of PG movies, it looks like the PG-13 category has become sort of a sub-R category, you know, denoting films that don't have sex or profanity but can be just as violent as what we used to call an R film.
And far more violent nowadays than harkening back to that mid-80s Indiana Jones era.
That's what it looks like.
The head of the MPAA's rating board, Joan Graves, responded to your study this week saying, "We try to get it right. The criticism of our system is not coming from the parents who are the people we're doing this for." To which you might respond?
Well, I don't think they really know. I mean, we really don't know how they do their rating. It's cloaked in secrecy. They claim to have parents involved, but I don't think I've seen any surveys that they've done that have asked parents, you know, so what do you think about this explicit gun violence? Do you think it should be in PG-13? Would you send your kid to a movie that has it? I don't think they know. I think they want to have as wide an audience as possible, and people haven't pushed back enough yet to get them to change their ways of rating films the way they used to.
What do current studies show regarding the interface of violence as depicted in movies or TV or video games and violence in society in general?
Well, it's been a long line of research going back years that has shown that young people, children who repeatedly watch this kind of content are more likely to, as they grow up, to become more aggressive as rated by parents, teachers, peers, even to end up, you know, with criminal records.
Over what period of time is your study launched, and to what extent has the incidence of violence really ramped up in recent years?
In terms of gun violence, it was the last 10 years that we saw the rapid rise. So now that's three times higher today than it was back when the PG-13 rating started, which was in 1985.
Speak to this interesting aspect that gun violence is more prolific in PG-13 movies than in R-rated movies.
Well, you know, I think the reason for this is that the R-rated movie is primarily nowadays being used to restrict audiences from seeing sex and hearing profanity. The latest story about the Weinstein movie, Philomena, you know, they wanted to give that an R rating because it had a couple of swear words in it. And, you know, the rest of the film is totally harmless. So the industry, for some reason, wants to put films with certain kinds of content into that R category, primarily sex and profanity. And we think they ought to be thinking a lot harder about gun violence, given the levels of gun violence that we're seeing in our country.
Dan Romer, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
Dan Romer is co-author of a new study from the Annenberg Public Policy Center. He directs the Public Policy Center's Adolescent Communications Institute.